Hey everybody, episode 200 and something of the Through Being Cool podcast. Informed, concise, not really. Knight Riders, Bogum Boys, get here, witness us. My name is Patrick. I'm a guy on the show.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tristan. I'm a guy on the show.
Always third, never a turd. Honk if you're horny. Honk, honk. Tristan, Nick has walked off. The show's officially started. How are you
doing? Did we just stop counting?
We're so far ahead that I don't, when we start to record, I don't know, like, schedule wise, what's going to come out when. So this is just episode 200 and teen something.
200 and teen something.
Yep. I know it's not 220. I'm thinking speculatively. Yes. I think it's 216 or 17. So. That's where we're at. We've done this a lot. I think we'd be better at it.
Why did Nick leave?
I don't know. I think we'll hit our stride right in episode 300. And that's the episode where we're going to sword fight to death.
Where we start bringing in topics and things to talk about.
I can't find the cable for my Scarlet. Is my room mic okay?
Yeah, it's fine, man. Who gives a shit? Nothing. None of that matters. None of this matters. It does. It sounds fun.
Yeah, man, we don't even know what episode it is. Who cares?
Nope. Who cares? This is for the people who have come to expect this. Just
bare minimum.
All we got is just enough to kind of have a podcast.
It's a good show. It's a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. I've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of other podcasts and been like, I'd rather be listening to my own.
Yeah.
Do you switch over to your own then?
No, there's nothing I want to do less than listen to my own voice.
I'm constantly listening to my own voice.
And those two things are at odds with what you just said.
I know.
So you're a liar.
I live a life of internal conflict, Tristan.
You don't live in line with your values?
Never. I rape.
What?
That's how you get PTSD.
No. We're not going on from that.
In Minecraft.
We're not moving on from that.
No, we should.
Patrick?
What's up? I don't do that in real life. I do it in Minecraft.
You won't say it a second time.
No. Because I don't want people to, like, take that and then when I run for governor, bring it up and, like, make a whole thing out of it.
You
running for governor?
It was a two-word sentence.
Oh, this is where I announce my run for governorship. Hi, everybody.
Governor of what?
What's up?
Governor of what?
Good what are you times. Governing?
The governor of good times. Governor.
Patrick, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I haven't slept in, like, 3.5 days. And I'd like to announce I'm running for office, governor of good times.
Good times is not a state.
State of mind, bro.
Oh.
I know that Patty D's not going to take the wheel because I got my alert on my alert on my watch hasn't gone off to tell me.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, part of my platform for governor of good times is free candy. And nice. You can't take your kids to the movie theater. It's just how it is.
I'm for it.
Yep. You can take your kids to the movie theater on days that'll be designated only for children. And then when you go to those days as a parent, you'll be reminded of why you're not allowed to take your kid to movie theaters. Because you'll be like, oh, this is how kids behave. I'm glad.
I thought you were going to say that you could take your kids to the theaters as long as it's stuff I don't like.
No. You can take kids to whatever they want. I think that's the problem is too many kids aren't seeing cool shit and they're growing up soft and lame.
You sound like a boomer.
Governor, good times, boys. Probably going to get a billboard.
I think that that is a great idea.
I'm pro-life of the party, the governor of the
time. Okay, no, that's the name of the episode, pro-life of the party.
So what's the story on the book?
Oh, fucking Amazon, you bitch.
Didn't you write a book?
I wrote a novella. You stupid bitch, Amazon. You stupid bitch. For all the things they're doing, they don't want to let me prove I am who I am. And I have been locked out of my Patrick Fagan Rights account. And I finally got in yesterday.
Locked out?
Yeah, they would, because I haven't signed in in a while. So they were like, we don't know who you are, And then like they sent me a code.
We don't believe you.
They sent me a text message code and I typed it in and they were like, nah, you're not that. So I called. And I don't know if you guys ever tried to call Amazon. This isn't a bit. You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's tough. So then I tried their
places chat. Don't do it anymore.
No, then I tried their chat service and that was a nightmare. And finally yesterday after 3 hours, that was just yesterday I spent 3 hours. The day before I spent 3 hours too. I finally got into my account and posted everything, and I should have my artist proof of your kids are ugly middle of next week.
What's artist proof? It's like something an artist can't do?
No, it's like a print to like show you what the final product's going to look like.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, hoping so.
So then you'll be able to buy it the middle of next week?
Give or take.
Do you have to buy your own book?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Amazon. Dude, I'm getting really upset with them. Getting very, very upset. If I wasn't so impatient, I'd just go somewhere else and do it. But I just want this one out and done.
Did you say that you're making physical copies?
Yes. Too? You'll be able to get physical copies through direct publishing from Kindle. Are you leaving?
Touch it. I can touch it. Hold it.
I thought you were doing hand puppets. I was like, all right, well, Nick's got to go already. Bye, guys. Show's over. So, yeah, it's going to be out there. Who gives a shit? Nobody matters.
Who gives a shit?
You do.
Thanks, man. I like that shirt, Tristan.
Jesus. Thank
you. I don't see you in much else besides black t-shirts or wearing a nice reddish gray t-shirt. I think you look great. I think that's a great
call. Guess my shirt.
Well, thank you.
You look nice. You look quite comely.
Comely?
Comely.
Comely?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No.
Attractive.
Oh, is that really what that means?
Yeah.
Comely. That's what comely means. It's like.
But well, Nick is saying comely.
Yeah, it's comely.
Interesting.
Let me look at the pronunciation.
What does it say?
Yeah, it says comely.
It's comely.
Spell it.
C-O-M-L-E-Y.
Yeah, come. Huh? How do you say come over here?
It's C-O-M-E-L-Y.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And it's pronounced, it says, sounds like K-U-H-M-L-E-E. I'm Ew. Sorry. Cut that out. Let Tristan be right.
No.
Oh, never.
He can't have that power. We can't give him
that. Edit it out.
I won't. I don't do that.
Comely.
I'm not going to edit out that horrible thing I said earlier. I'm not going to edit out Tristan mispronouncing comely. Hopefully people forgot what I said already.
If not, comely.
It's going to come up election time, really, really bite me in my ass.
You can keep saying it and no one's going to correct you. So
I'm going to.
Hey, can I tell you about a weird thing I Googled the other night?
You will not change my behavior. What?
So last night, Emily and I was talking. And she was just kind of like, why do you like boobs so much? And after I got done berating her for asking what is obviously the dumbest question she's ever asked, I couldn't really pinpoint it. And she tried to get all weird about, like, did you ever see your mom naked? And I'm like, okay, let's not.
That's a yes.
I mean, yeah, I think every kid has seen their parents naked.
Okay, so just stop being weird about it.
Yeah, but it's not
why. Everyone has seen my parents naked.
Yeah, everyone has seen Nick's parents naked. But I've never seen my mom's boobs have been like, rocking. Yeah. Like, I'm just kind of like, ah, gross, mom. Ugh. Barf.
Sure.
Yeah, it's different context.
Ugh, mom, I hate your tits. I hate my mom's tits.
Unlike you.
So I like tits. So I just like started researching the attraction to breasts, right? And it reminded me, what was up?
Paraphilias. It's just
I'll feel a pair of them.
Yeah, just your attractions to certain parts of bodies.
That deserved more than you gave it, Tristan.
That's really, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, you didn't give that any credit, and I'm upset about it.
I'm sorry. I was in definition mode. I'm sorry.
You said paraphilia. Yeah,
paraphilia.
And I said, I want to feel a pair of us. And
I didn't even hear it. I was in definition mode.
Well, let's try it again. You say that. Okay, let's start from the top. So you say it, and then I'll say it. And then
paraphilias.
Paraphilia. Feel a para. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Pretty good.
Nailed it. So I started thinking about, like, what is it that makes people, like, into shit that you can't really explain? And I remember working at the shop, and there were a few guys there who sometimes stunk, smelled like BO. And they cleaned up. Like, they got theirs. And I was like, maybe there's something to this.
I think so.
So I was like, it's a pheromone thing. It has to be. Because the women are just feral. They smell it. They're like, oh, I need whatever that is in and on.
I want it.
Give me that stink. Like, they got to have it.
Give it.
Oh, you stink. And I want it.
I want your stink.
Let's get stinky and nasty.
Why does it have to be a pheromone?
I was just assuming maybe that's what it was. I don't know. So I started looking up.
Maybe it's a paraphone.
Ring, ring. Hello. It's titties. It's titty time. So.
Beavers.
Hello, who's there? It's the beavers. So I started looking up. So I tried to Google pheromones and breasts. Okay. But because Google personalizes your searches, without me asking it to, it just took me straight to a Quora.
Far superior.
And I typed in, what I searched was breast pheromone connection ? And the response the very first, like, suggested, hey, you should look at this, Patrick, was from Quora, and it says, how does boobs smell like?
And the answer,
all one run-on sentence that I'm just going to read, usually girl boobs smells like same as armpits, but sometime when you are in intercourse, you will find and feel very new type smell, which will make you crazy. I don't know why, but maybe scientifically changes your body's smell when you are in sex.
Did you write that Quora response?
I need you to stop giving me the same questions that Emily does when I read her something like that. She asked me, have you started responding to questions? I was like, no. But I just thought that was funny that I tried to look up actual scientific things, and the internet was like, you know, I think what you mean is, how does boobs smell like?
Read your fucking books. Find out.
I don't think there's titty stink. I don't think there's a chapter on breast stench.
You're the one who keeps bringing up stench.
Yeah, man.
Your initial question was, why are people attracted to boobs?
Yeah, I know. And I think it might be like a smell. I think for me, it's a smell. How does boobs smell? delicious. Well,
like the thing said, like an armpit.
Like armpit sometimes, but scientifically when different in sex. I don't know why. I think it's just because I think they're fucking cool. I think it's just that. I think it's more primal. I just think that they're fucking. I see them and I'm like,
oh.
Turn into Tim. Is Tim the Tool Man Taylor just doing a samurai voice and we're all just okay with it?
I've never questioned it because it's so common.
Just like, I don't know. I've always been more of an ass man. So,
well,
don't know.
Can I'm like 60-40.
Wait.
Maybe 70-30.
Tristan, I could probably tell you why you're an ass man. And I'm not why making a joke. Well,
because you like asses more.
Well, you're pansexual, and both girls and boys have butts. So,
yeah, but boobs are good too.
And they both have pans.
But women have more pans than guys. And that's the kind of platform you'll get if you elect me as
Governor of Fun.
Governor of Good Times.
Good Times.
Pro life of the party.
Well, why were you so uncomfortable saying that I was?
Because I don't want to like comment. I don't want to like put one. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I also don't want to like, I don't know. My thing is like, I don't know how many people know that. So I don't want to just bring it up and be like, for those of you listening at home, Tristan is.
I literally have brought it up on this show.
Okay. Is it cool if I bring it up?
No.
All right. Fair. I'm not going to push back on that. Like, that's fair.
It's fine.
I think it's gross, but it's fine. I'm just kidding. You know that I don't appreciate. You know that I don't
respect your lifestyle. I don't want to get it on me.
I'm pro-life, not pro-choice to be that, which is what you've decided, which makes you an enemy of my party.
I'm not invited to your party.
Nope. Because you refuse to make a choice.
No fences.
Nope. Mm-mm. This is all tits. No butts. You're not allowed to have a butt. Get rid of them. What do you guys want to talk about?
I don't have
kind of like this Governor Good Times thing.
Well, we do have some developments in the male show horse conspiracy.
Hobby
horse? Trying to crack. Yeah, the hobby horsing. For those of you who might not be familiar, we've been trying to find out why there are no male participants in hobby horse competitions. Hobby horsing is when they have the little horse head on a broomstick. You can get online, just stick to YouTube so you don't get anything too weird, and you'll find videos of almost 99.999% women hobby horsing. It's where they take their little broomstick horses and they jump over different obstacles as if they're in some kind of competition. There's a score involved. We were always wondering, hey, why aren't there any guys doing this?
And I wasn't.
Well,
statistically, there should be.
That's what we couldn't figure out. Is like, why is there no video evidence of guys doing this? And then we actually found some because Google made me look at it because I was talking about it ad nauseum. And you can actually sign up for certain workouts where you do your cardio work on a hobby horse. So we cracked it. There are guys who are doing it.
Is that in the States? Is that in America?
Even trainers.
No.
Some of the trainers were boys.
Yeah.
They're called conductors.
I'm going to give you that. It's very funny. That's a Futurama joke. It's a very, hey, I'm not laughing out loud, but I recognize that's a very funny thing you said.
Thank you.
So we worked on this, we worked on the game for like 40 minutes, which is cool. We worked on it last week.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's coming along.
I'm fucking stoked, man. I've been working my big white butt off on it.
What was the code name? Umbra? Is that what we're calling it? That's the code name so people can't look it up?
Yeah. Gloomhaven. Yeah, I haven't put anything.
Yeah, Gloomhaven's really gonna throw people for a loop because they're gonna pull it up and be like, wow, they're working on this? That's crazy.
That's already a thing.
It's hard. I wonder if they know. Oh my god. Tristan, come on, man. Give me something. Something. What's going on? Fill me in. Movies. You seen anything cool? Taking your big white butt out for a spin. Let me know.
I watched Barbarian the other week.
You never seen that before?
No.
What's that about?
Bah, 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 bah.
So you have seen
it. I seen it, yeah. I loved it.
Conan.
The first half was good. I enjoyed the first half.
Uh-oh, you didn't like the turn?
No.
Really?
It's just silly. It's just silly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What is it? What is... Y'all gonna make me look it up?
It's so it's about an Airbnb.
Oh, Barbarian. Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's what we said, Barbarian.
No, that's not what we said.
I did. I said Barbarian.
Right, but then Nick said it was fucking awesome, and then he went, yeah, that's what we said.
No. That's...
You have some beef with the second half?
Yes.
What's your beef?
It's incredibly silly. I was totally in the cool set.
Did you watch it by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I could see where if you weren't watching that with other people, that turn, you'd be like, man.
Thanks for the reminder, though. I mean, I do.
Oh, my God. Fucking. you see your friends more than me and Nick see our friends. That's 1,000% true.
Yeah.
So thank you for reminding me that we're the lonely ones.
Oh, reverse Uno card.
Oh, yeah.
Draw four. I guess
I see my
to
friends
your butt.
Because I don't have a significant other to see. So, you know.
She doesn't want to see me. She is so tired of seeing me.
Oh, you see each other so much that she's tired of it. Wow.
Yeah. She told me that she didn't think I was inherently annoying. And I went, well, you just wrote a check that I can't wait to cash. And then I pretended she had a spill on her shirt. And when she looked down, I flicked her fucking nose. She better strap in if she doesn't think I'm inherently annoying. She doesn't appreciate how much I've been keeping it toned down for 22 years.
See, I did that bit by myself, and then I cried for 45 minutes.
Why? Because you flicked yourself so hard?
No, because I was alone.
Oh. You could have went and saw your friends. You have friends.
It's not like they're close. It's like an hour away.
Oh, well, my friends are 3 hours away.
Okay. Great.
Sounds like a friendly competition.
I don't know.
All right, guys. I know what we're not talking about.
We're doing really good.
I'm going to go to a magic event today.
Yeah, see?
Nice.
Love it.
What do you mean, yeah, see? Yeah,
good,
see.
You're getting out. You going to squash some fucking noobs?
I don't know, maybe. We'll see.
Hell yeah. I wish you were like arrogant about magic. That would make me so happy. If you're like, yeah, some of these doofuses might show up, but they're about to get decked on. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
No, get dumped on. Get grumped on.
Decked on because of the deck of cards.
Right. Yep.
Oh.
They better mana up.
Wow. So you know things.
That's good.
Yeah, I played it. It was making my laptop get real hot, so I stopped.
So, but that's it too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm gonna have to stuff my face before that.
Gotta go there and feast on all the fucking losers, dude. Gotta go in there hungry, Tristan, so you're alert.
Hungry.
So you can spot the prey, fucking spot the kid who's just kind of like not ready for it.
It's weird when you mix like something kind of metal with something childish, like feast on the loser.
Oh, you mean like heavy metal?
Mm.
Wait, what do you mean?
You said Feast on the Losers. Yeah. It's just a really funny combination of words to me.
Like, those dudes aren't fucking ready for it. They don't know who they're sitting across the table from. When you unveil your mat and you're like, I'm going to put you butt first on this. I'm going to embarrass you in front of everybody here. I'm going to let you shuffle my deck. Do you ever do that? Do you ever get cocksure with them? Start talking shit?
You're supposed to present your deck to be cut, and some people can be real weirdos about it and actually shuffle your deck.
Really? Is that like a unspoken, like, oh, this guy? Is that how you like spot a this guy at that thing?
Yes. Yeah, maybe pretty much. A real try hard.
That's some it's so crazy to me that like there's the need to be alpha in literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share something with you, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Have you seen the the fella at the magic competition that took his picture with the butt cracks?
Yes.
Yes, you have seen it? All right, well, never mind.
He got banned for like a year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny, man.
Who banned him?
It is funny. He got banned from tournament play for like a year.
The one with him like crying. It's fucking so funny.
When I've been to one
public service announcement.
Like when me and I went to one board game convention. I want to go to more, but it's the only one Kenny went to, so I went as well. And like, you walk in there was a huge like convention hall, like at a hotel, and like, I know this is like a shitty thing to say, but like, you turn the corner and like, there was a smell.
Pheromones?
No. No, dude, there were very few titties in there that weren't attached to.
Were there?
A lot of butt cracks
weren't there.
Yeah. And I just remember like that was like a thing. I was like, oh, this is like a real thing. Cause I've been to like cons before, and like everyone talks about the con crud, like they all get sick afterward, but that's usually just because when you have that amount of people in a given space, it's gonna happen. But like, I'd never known about like the board game stink. Like, it was a lot. And then like you find yourself like just getting immune to it like halfway through the day. And then you go outside and you smell fresh air and you're like, oh, fuck. It smells like feet and plastic in that room.
Have you heard of women discuss shoulder stink?
No. Shoulder stink?
No.
Hold on. Yeah. My doorbell rang. I don't know.
Who is it? Who do you think it is? Quick. Three guesses. Cops, serial killer, pizza guy.
Damn.
Or all three.
A cop, serial killer, pizza guy.
Yeah. It'd be a cop who's undercover. But as soon as he tells Patrick that he's actually undercover, then he's like, but I'm also a serial killer, and he serial kills him. Mm. He opens up the pizza box full of cereal.
Well, apparently he's just going to the bathroom. Well, so evidently it wasn't a serial killer, so we can mark that off.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know that. He didn't try to kill him.
They have to kill you.
Oh, really? That's by law. And if a cop is undercover, he has to tell you.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had told the maintenance guy to come back later.
What did he want?
I don't know. Probably a...
On Saturday, you have maintenance people coming in on Saturdays?
Yeah, I put a work order in for something, and they were going to come by today and fix it. But I was like, dude, it's not... I'm doing something.
Doing it.
What's wrong with your apartment?
Nothing. They're going to... they replaced a smoke detector a while ago, and like it's not like they put the screws directly into the fucking drywall, or I'm sorry, directly into the popcorn ceiling or whatever. So like one of the screws is like hanging down and I can't reach it because I don't have a ladder. So what's the shoulder stink, Nick? I'm sorry, I had to walk away. That was really emotional.
Women that go to conventions and particularly ones that like dress as things people want to take pictures with, they get shoulder stink from stinky guys putting their arm around them. Top of their shoulder smells like stinks.
I want to ask you guys a question, and I want honest answers from both of you.
Okay. Give you an honest answer, but don't ask a question you don't want to answer to.
I know.
Because I will answer honestly.
I know.
And I don't think you're going to like it. And I don't even know what the question is.
Come to expect from you two. And that's why I value you as friends and confidants. Do you think you could go to a Renaissance fair and enjoy yourself? Nick?
No. No.
Already have.
So is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes, and I did enjoy it.
Okay. Tristan?
Probably not.
Okay. Nick, why did you enjoy it?
They had fun music that was like dee 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 dee, and they had turkey leg.
Okay, can I stop? Can I interrupt you right there?
I was fucking king of the castle.
Have you ever eaten an entire turkey leg?
Like bone and all?
No, like to the bone.
No, I ate it till I was bored.
Which is like, how many bites do you honestly think? Because I had this exact discussion with Emily's brother's fiance last weekend.
Five. Like
11.
No one's ever finished a turkey leg.
Five 11. Bites and then you're bored.
Yeah. And I'm after the third bored. Bite, you're like, this is gross. Okay, so the music, the turkey leg, you have not mentioned anything about the people. So.
I got to tour a castle. There was a castle that a guy built.
Okay.
Some guy built.
I'm sure some
yeah, sincerely, it wasn't a king.
No, some dude named Ted from accounting.
Kings don't build their own castles.
No, he was a governor.
You sounded so cute when you asked that question, Tristan.
Thank you. I was hoping that the inflection came through.
Kings don't build their own castles. All right, Tristan, what makes you think that you would not enjoy yourself at a Ren Fair?
The music is all deedly-dee, deedly-dee.
Okay.
The turkey legs, way too
much. No one's going to make you eat a turkey leg, so like that doesn't really count. You're just being a jerk.
No,
like,
but they're there.
They are there, and I know you hate them.
No, the music for sure is not something I'm into.
No.
People acting like goofuses is not really
people. Something. Okay. All right. Okay. I that